I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove from the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
I drag my plow from field to field. My back is nearly broken, but in my mind I'm doing something right, though my deeds seem to go unspoken. I am a simple man. Don't ask for nothing, don't reach out for your hand. Let me die on my land.
Oliver Craven is a Lancaster area singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist who stays very busy performing with several bands here in central Pennsylvania and across the country. Oliver grew up performing in the Craven Family Band with his parents Tim and Kim Craven. In the past 2 years, he has recorded albums with the bands Riverwill and the Straybirds. Most recently, Oliver has been touring the country with the Americana band The Steel Wheels out of Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Well, joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster is Oliver Craven. Oliver Craven is a multi-instrumentalist in many bands, a very busy musician. Welcome to Around the Wood Stove.
Thank you, Jason. It's good to be here.
I really want to talk about this album that Riverwill put out last year, but before we do that, I know that you've been playing with the Craven Family Band, I don't know, maybe your whole life. Talk about what it was like growing up in the Craven household, which is obviously a very musical family.
Yes. Well, when I was five, they started me off with classical violin, and I played that reluctantly for a while, and then started playing along with my folks. My dad, Tim Craven, is a singer and a songwriter and a guitar player, and my mother, Kim, plays the bass, and they were playing out, you know, as a couple, and then when I got old enough to join them, or competent enough anyway, I just started playing the violin along with the Craven Family Band, and we would do some gospel stuff and some bluegrass stuff too.
So
that was kind of where it started for me, was at a really early age with my family.
How old were you when you were playing, you know, when you were up on stage with
them? I think probably about 10.
Okay.
I think I started playing stuff like Will the Circle Be Unbroken. I remember my first round of applause after a solo during the middle of a song was at some banquet hall with my folks, and we were playing Will the Circle Be Unbroken, and I must have been like 10 years old, and I did a really good job, I guess, and the crowd, it may have been because of what I was playing or my age or both things combined, but they erupted into a round of applause, and I was really excited
the
by
bug.
That. Yeah, the bug was planted.
Let's move along to the band, the Riverwill.
Okay.
Because it seems like, at least from the outside perspective, that's sort of your main thing.
Well, there was a time when that was the main thing. From in January of, well, Riverwill right now is sort of on a hiatus. All of the other members of the band are students, and so while I'm trying to make a living as a professional musician, they're preparing themselves to try to make livings as professional musicians, I guess, in school. A couple of them are up at Berkeley, and one of them is out at Westchester. So Riverwill performed a lot in the summer of last year when everyone was free to have that time.
Okay.
But come the fall, they went back to school, and I started doing some other things like playing with the Steel Wheels.
Got it.
So lately, the Steel Wheels has been my main gig.
Got it.
If you will.
Well, as far as Riverwill goes, how did that come together? These guys are students, but are they from this area, Central Pennsylvania?
Right. It was, I played a wild gig on St. Patrick's Day, I think in 2009, with a guy named Joe Hillman, who's from out near Westchester, and he said to me, "Hey, you're from Lancaster. You got to meet these boys who are from Lancaster who go to Westchester." So he was sort of connected with them based on where they were, and I was connected with them based on where they were from. And so I got in touch with Nick DeSebastian and Charlie Mitch, some Lancaster boys, and we started playing together in the summer of 2009.
Right.
And we were picking just for fun, busking a lot. Didn't really perform with gigs very much, but then they went to school, and it was like we weren't sure what was going to happen. It wasn't even called River Wheel at the time.
Okay.
What happened was Nick went up to school, and Charlie went to school, and Nick met Kyle Tuttle up in Boston, and then when their first break came for the holiday that winter, in the winter of 2009 into 2010, we got together for a week outside of town here and just recorded as much music as we could, really, in the time that we had.
Got it.
And then that's where the sound we made came from.
Okay, so you actually made the record without... These songs were then developed in the studio.
Yeah, these songs were, some of them were songs that we had been playing and performing a little bit back before we sat down to do it, and others were ones that I had brought to the table that said, hey, these are songs of mine that we could do and we could record. So we sat down and figured it out, and I think at that time we didn't even have a name, actually. Right. We just were... four guys who liked playing music together who wanted to do some recording.
So you were recording in the winter, I'm assuming, on this break, and then the record came out a little bit later in the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where did you record it?
We recorded it at the DeSebastian home, which is out in Centerville.
Okay.
And his family was out of town for the holidays. And
convenient.
Yeah, Nick's family was out of town, and so we were able to just take over the house, which was awesome for all of us to be able to be in one place at one time for an extended period of time and committed to doing nothing but this recording.
Yeah.
So some albums take years to put together, and some happen in a day. This one happened in about a week as far as the recording is concerned. We cleared out the house and just called it what it was. I mean, it was the sound we made. That was the name of the record that River Wheel recorded in January of 2010.
Let's talk about some of the songs on the record.
Okay.
We'll start at the beginning. I mean, the record comes out really strong with... So I Can Sleep Tonight. Talk about that song a little bit.
Well, I think that was the first song I wrote using the mandolin. Normally, as a songwriter, I will use the guitar as my instrument of choice to write with. But I don't know. I sat down and I kind of had that line in my head, come back today so I can sleep tonight, you know, today, tonight. And it's a catchy little lick, I guess, lyrically. And so I just wanted to write a straightforward bluegrass kind of song, yeah. A country song, really. It could be performed in a country band, too. But the way it is, it's recorded like a bluegrass song. And I just wanted it to be something that was, I don't know, something that could have been written 50 years ago.
Yeah. So,
like, it's not... I think that it holds a lot of sort of rootsy qualities to the lyrics.
It's been a while since I've seen your loving eyes. Far too long since I heard your last goodbye. What is the price or the toll I must pay? What can I do to make you stay? Try to forget you, Lord, and it just can't be done. Sometimes I think you hurt me just for fun. Got another man, you know it just ain't right. Come back today so I can sleep tonight.
Let's talk about Gambling Man.
All right.
There's this killer line in there that jumped out at me today as I was listening to it, getting ready to talk to you. I should have to pay for this level of pain, but lately I'm getting it free. That's a killer line, man. I mean, that just ripped me apart. Talk about the story behind this song, and you know, I'm assuming that some of this stuff, you know, you put yourself into songs as a songwriter, but there's a lot of fiction. There's a lot of stories going on here.
Sure, absolutely.
So talk about the inspiration behind these songs and this one in particular.
Well, I was conversing with my cousin, and we were talking about something, and I forget even what it was, but it was just I didn't have a lot of trust in the situation. I said, "Man, if I was a gambling man, I wouldn't be tonight." And he said, "Man, you got to make that a song." I said, "You know what? You're right, Travis. I got to make that a song." So I thought about what was going on around me that seemed the least trustworthy of things, like something that you want to be able to depend on, but that you really just can't. A friend of mine came to mind who was a really good friend of mine, and he kept going back to the same girl over and over, and she would love him and leave him, and he would get hurt, and it would spin him around, and then he would give it up, and then he would go back, and it was just like there was nothing, there's no rock, you know, there's no stability in that. And so that combined with also there was a girl in town who I sort of had an affinity for, but she was really involved with and obsessed with really somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of I think the combination of thinking about my buddy who just couldn't quit this girl, you know, and she kept messing with him, and so. Yeah, that line, I guess, is something that's so extraordinary, like the pain that love can bring, seems like it ought to cost you something, even though it's bad. And that sort of sentiment was the driving force behind putting those words together. That song was actually written on a Telecaster.
Really?
It was an amplified song when I wrote it. The sound sort of brought the sentiment out, and those words came together in one long evening alone in my bedroom.
You might find me out on the street, think that you ought to say hi. Don't speak a word, keep your eyes to yourself, turn your head, keep walking on by. Baby's back, I'm down on my luck, and I just can't seem to get right. Smile in my eyes, her hands in my head, and the visions that run through the night. Oh, the visions. Have to pay for this level of pain, but lately I'm getting it free. You ask why's that, and I start to explain, but since when do you listen to me?
So there's also some there are also some co-writes on this album. In particular, there's a song Burden and Blame,
mm-hmm.
which was written by you and a couple of guys who aren't in the band. Talk about that process and who these folks are to get credit for.
Okay,
that.
Yeah, that's I really like that song, Burn and Blame. That was a song that I had I'd written a little mandolin part for, and then I wrote that first chorus to it, and I had it in my head, and I had the structure of it that I wanted it to be. but I just couldn't finish the words to it. So I was playing actually a couple of times. I went out to Colorado and joined a band that was called the Danger Fields. And that band consisted of myself and Casey Groves and Jefferson Hamer and Sharon Gilchrist, along with a few other people. But I mentioned them because it was them who helped me write that song. They helped me finish it. I sort of brought it to them. And we had gone on a couple of tours down into New Mexico from Colorado and back up. And there were some really tight harmonies and it was flowing really good. And we had a day off and we just got some wine and some cheese and sat around the wood stove and penned a couple of songs together. And one of the things that we were able to complete was this refrain sort of that I had brought to the table along with the music for Burden and Blame. So
nice.
Yeah, that one came together out there in Colorado with those guys.
Under the moonlight I cry out your name. Left here in sorrow with burden and blame. That only the shadows take heed my dream in vain again. Storm clouds are brewing, the rain touched my face. Darling, you left me, my heart's gone to waste. Now that I see just how cold you can be, I dream.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Woodstove. My guest today is Oliver Craven, a Lancaster area singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist. In 2010, Oliver recorded the album Borderland with Maya DeVitri under the name The Straybirds.
I shift gears to The Straybirds project. This is you and Maya DeVitri, I think, primarily. Mm-hmm. Are there other people who play in this group besides you two?
Yes, on the record and having performed with us several times is a good friend and bass player named Charles Mitch, who is also the bass player in the band River Will.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. How did it come together? How did you meet Maya, and how did this duo or this trio form?
I met Maya through the River Will guys. She and I really started to get to know each other during the week that River Will was recording.
Okay.
Back in January of 2010. And we started playing together. Those guys from River Will went back to school after their break had ended, and I was still in Lancaster. And so Maya was around, and we started busking together and just putting some songs together. She was playing the banjo and the fiddle a lot, and I was playing the guitar. And we would just go to Central Market here in Lancaster and make a couple of bucks for a sandwich and and an orange. So it was during the winter, probably February and March of 2010 that she and I started really hanging out together and singing together. That's one of our favorite things to do.
So the record that that you made recently is called Borderland.
Mm-hmm.
It's an EP recorded at Steam Powered Studio with Jeff Coleman,
mm-hmm.
Who also did her previous album she did with OTLF, the Old Time Liberation Front, a couple years ago, which is a great album as well. It's a beautiful record, and I guess I'm kind of curious as the story behind how the record came together. Was it similar to River Will, where you just you hopped in the studio and wanted to get some songs tracked, or what was behind that?
The Straybirds started when Maya and I started busking together, and it came time to just really actually record some of these things. Maya and I are both writing songs, and we're both playing a number of different instruments, and we were combining those efforts, and we said, well, hey, we ought to make some sort of record of this, you know, and document this somehow, because mm-hmm. it's a good thing to do. So it was in August of 2010, over the course of about a month, a couple times a week, she and I, and every now and again, Charlie Minch, would go into Steam Powered Studios with Jeff Coleman, and we recorded. I don't even think that we intended to release it at the time.
Mm.
We just wanted to go. She, in September, she was going away to go to school at Berkeley, and I was going to begin playing and performing with the Steel Wheels. So it was August, and I was like, well, hey,
right,
we've been doing this now for like 8 months. Let's get some of it down, you know, before we part ways.
We'll roll on Montana morning. I'll quit my soaring when the rattlesnakes sing. Blue dog, my engine burning. Lay down my body, I'll fasten my wing. Look for me with the birds of the borderland. I live my song, I lived it long ago. I've gone with the birds of the borderland. I know what it means to fly free. I know what it means to fly free.
So you have an original contribution to that CD, Distant Shore.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful song. Let's talk about it a little bit. What's the story behind that one?
That one is another sort of lament of loss. There's a theme here.
He's gonna say, yeah, man.
It's an easy thing to think about, I guess. That was one of those weird songs that, actually, it's not that uncommon for me, but to write a song and then realize what it's about, you know, after you've written it.
Sure.
Something about, I don't know, just the way you feel and your train of thought and what you're thinking and the place where you are emotionally can bring out of you words and melodies, and you put them together, and then you, like a couple months later, you will look at it almost not even as the writer of it, but just in hearing it and realize what it's about, like, oh, you know, this makes sense, this was happening to me, and
mm-hmm.
This is how I can equate it to my life. That was a song, I don't know, I was in serious relationship with a person for a couple of years, and it was sort of waning, and that song came to me, and then several months later, the relationship had been over for a little while, and I looked back, and it made sense at that point in time. It was a description of who I was then,
sure.
Several months after I had written it, you know. So there was like almost as though I saw something coming in just in my own life.
I bet you understand, not to say that you comprehend what a man touching down on the sands of a distant shore. I think you recognize, and it comes as a little surprise that I'm not I'm out here on the sea for to be alone. Think not of me, I'm out here on the sea. Many miles until I reach the shore. Waiting not for me. I'm out here on the sea. Don't save your love for me anymore.
So you've been staying really busy beyond the output with River Wheel and with Stray Birds over the last year. You've also been playing with Steel Wheels,
yes,
out of Harrisonburg, Virginia. It's a great Americana folk country blues band. How did that come about? How did you meet up with those guys?
Well, I was playing in a band that was passing through Harrisonburg, Virginia a couple years ago, and we shared a bill with Trent Wagler and the Steel Wheels in their hometown. And it was at that point in time that I was acquainted with them. And they held on to my number, and I held on to theirs. And it was in this past summer that I got a call from them saying that they were looking for a fiddle player.
Nice.
And I was, River Wheel was all going back to school, and the stray birds, Maya and I, were sort of wrapping our recording up, and she's headed off to school as well. And so I was looking for a job. And the kind of jobs I like to have are the ones where I get to play music. So it was a welcome opportunity.
Yeah, and those guys zigzag the country pretty regularly, too.
So. Yeah, it's been since September that I've been playing with them, and since then I've been to Michigan, Texas, Alabama, Vermont, and everywhere between, basically. I'm jumping off of Harrisonburg, Virginia on the map and heading north, south, east, and west.
Of all these projects, do you have a preference?
Sure, absolutely. Wow, I shouldn't sound so certain.
I was going to say.
I love singing with Maya. I love playing music with her. I really like what we do together. We're both songwriters. We're both singers. We're both multi-instrumentalists. And I really think that of all the people who I've played with in all of these different bands, that she and I share the most common musical agenda.
Mm.
And that we are the most like-minded of musicians of all of the musicians in all of the bands that I play with. Like, we have a sort of an innate connection between us musically, that it was just obvious that we needed to be playing together and singing together. And so, I really like what we share musically, and am excited to be playing more and more with her and with the Stray Birds.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to come down here and talk to me about all this stuff, all right, man. This is great. I wish you all the best with your projects, and I'm looking forward to more and more music coming out in the years to come.
All right. Well, thank you. Hopefully it won't be too long.
Oliver Craven is a Lancaster area singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist. Link up with Oliver's various projects at woodstovehouse.com, where you can listen to past episodes, check show notes, or leave feedback. This episode was recorded at the Candy Factory. The Candy Factory is Lancaster, Pennsylvania's premier shared workspace. Find out more at candyissweet.com. Around the Woodstove is a production of the Woodstove House. Find us on the web at woodstovehouse.com.